Our next presenter is Ms. Akiode, and she is the Executive Director of Shout Global Health, a nonprofit organization that works on global health issues. Prior to this, she has worked in many national and international organizations with focus on gender and healthcare issues. She has presented papers on gender, health, and human rights around the U.S. and the world.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm going to be presenting today on the second rape of rape victims, the relationship between global rape laws and reported rape cases and women's rights. And I know we all know, I have no relationship to disclose. I know we all know what rape is and possible sexual relations with a person against the person's will. And we have different kinds of rape, incest, partner rape, different kinds of rape. So before we go on to actually talk more about rape issues, I want us to look at what some people said about rape, just some quotes about rape. The boys never meant any harm to the girls. They just wanted to rape. The deputy principal of St. Kizito's boarding school in Kenya said this after 71 girls were raped and 19 others died. Then the next one was, the child was sexually aggressive. A judge in British Columbia in Canada said this when suspending the sentence of a 33-year-old man who sexually assaulted a 3-year-old. So the 3-year-old girl was sexually aggressive. Are you a virgin? If you're not a virgin, why are you complaining? This is normal. Assistant to the public prosecutor in Peru said when innocent student Betty Fernandez reported being sexually molested by police officer in custody. The overview of rape. 1 out of 3 women worldwide has experienced rape or sexual assault. And more than 250,000 rape and attempted rape are reported annually in the United Nations reported data of 65 countries. These are the reported rape. And rape is rarely reported in many countries. Why? Because of social stigma. You know, people don't want people to know that they were raped, and because of honor killings in some countries. Honor killings is that the family of the victim sees it as a shame to the victim's family that someone was raped. So a member, a male member of the family, goes on to murder, kill the victim. So who wants to be killed? They'd rather be quiet and be killed, you know? 1 in 3 American women will be sexually assaulted in a lifetime. Women are 10 times more likely as men to be victims of rape. And a woman in South Africa is 5 times more likely to be raped than if she were in America. Now let's look at the global, according to the United Nations internationally, the rape incidents recorded by police as reported rape varies from 0.1 per 100,000 in Egypt to 91.6 per 100,000 people in Lesotho. This was in 2008. And these are some of the rape incidents. These are reported rape. These are some of the rape incidents. And on reported rape, the American Medical Association says that rape is the most underreported crime, violent crime. And a 2007 government report in England documents that between 75% and 95% of rape crimes are never reported. 75% and 95%, showing that only 5% was reported. But how do we know? Usually we're just saying, oh, unreported rape. Maybe we're just saying it, you know? Maybe all the cases were reported. But how do we think the cases are not reported? So I'm going to look at some countries and, you know, look at some data from some of these countries to know whether maybe, so we're going to be the judge, maybe they were underreported or not. Nigeria, for example, the population is 150 million. And between 2000 and 2005, there were only 10,079 cases that were reported. And it is also estimated that only 18% of rape victims report to the police. But now, they had a survey among 529 male students. They said 22% have perpetrated rape ever in their life. And out of this 22%, 75.9% have perpetrated non-consensual sex in the last 6 months. And 1 out of every 13 gynecological rape cases presented in hospitals is as a result of rape. So are we now still going to believe that in a 5-year period there was only 10,079 cases that were reported? That can't be true. in Egypt, population is 85 million, about 85 million. And rape incidence is 0.1 per 100,000. And Egypt's Interior Ministry quotes that 20,000 cases occur every year. And there are some conservative estimates that 200,000 rape cases take place in a year. And a recent survey in the United Nations reveals that 93% of all Egyptian women reported being sexually assaulted, harassed, and 91.5% have experienced unwelcome physical contact. And 53% of men in Egypt believe that women invite harassment through the way they dress. So are we going to still believe that it's only 20,000 rapes that occur in a year? In India, population 1.2 billion, rape incidence 8.0 per 100,000. And it is estimated that rape is one of the Indian's most common crime against women. And a survey reveals that 20% of men admitted to raping their wives or partners, and I'm sure those ones were not reported. Most of them were not reported. Another survey reveals that 76% of respondents were abused when they were children. 76% were abused when they were children. And the incidence is just 8.0 per 100,000. And 40% of this 76% revealed that they were abused by family members. United States, population 315 million. Rape incidence 26.6. Out of every 100 rapes, only 46% gets reported to the police. Someone in the U.S. is assaulted every 45 minutes. So that means since the time we came here sitting down, somebody has been assaulted. Or maybe two people have been assaulted. One out of every seven women currently in college has been raped. One out of seven. Nine out of 10 women raped on campus never told anyone out of it. Nine out of 10. So only 1% told. So only 1% out of told someone about it. One in 10 men is raped in his lifetime. And approximately 28% of rape victims are raped by their husbands, 35% by an acquaintance, and 17% by a relative or other than a spouse. An American woman is 10 times more likely to be raped than to die in a car crash. And I want to look at what does the international law say about rape. And Article 27, we're going to start with Article 27 of the 4th Geneva Convention relating to the protection of civilian persons in times of war, states that women shall be especially protected against any attack in their honor, in particular against rape, enforced prostitution, or any form of indecent assault. Status of international criminal courts prohibits rape, sexual slavery, enforced sterilization, and other forms of sexual violence. Most international laws prohibit rape. And states have been mandated under the international laws to enact, implement, and monitor legislation to address all forms of violence against women. Well, many countries have adopted this, but they don't have any legislative provision in place. Article 4 of the United Nations Declaration on the Elimination of Violence Against Women requires states to condemn violence against women and not invoke customs like honor killing, traditions or religions to avoid their obligations to eliminate such violence, and also require states to develop penal, civil, labor, and administrative sanctions in domestic legislation to punish and redress the wrongs caused by this victim. We're also going to look at the Beijing Platform of Action says the same thing, and the Inter-American Convention, just looking at regional and international laws. The Protocol of African Charter says the same thing. Council of Europe Convention on Action Against Trafficking in Human Beings also mandated member states to protect women against rape and also provide ways to punish perpetrators. Now we're going to look at the rape laws and incidents. Maybe some of the laws in this state, maybe those are the laws that actually affect incidents. Maybe they affect unreported cases, maybe. We're going to look at some countries. Nigeria, for example. The age of consent is 13. And the punishment for rape is life imprisonment. And Nigeria has two criminal courts. The criminal court operates in the south, and the penal court operates in the north. And now in some states in the north, they have the Sharia penal code. And the high incidence of rape might have been due to maybe non-enforceability of these laws. Because up to today, the number of people that have been convicted can still be counted. And Amnesty International reported that many rape cases were perpetrated by police, security officials, and military. And what this causes is that victims don't want to go to the police because they don't trust the police. And rape victims are asked questions about their presence. What are you doing? What were you doing there? How did you get there? Why did you go there? So they're like victims. They ask several questions. They don't want to go back. They don't want to go to police and start saying, oh, I went there because, you know. And then their manner of dressing. Look at what you're wearing. Don't you think people are going to rape you just because of what you're wearing? You know, the manner of dressing. And if she has witnesses. The Sharia Penal Code actually states that a woman who has been raped, I always laugh when I remember this, must produce 4 witnesses. And if she doesn't find those 4 witnesses, she'll be caned 100 lashes. Now, who wants to be caned in public? So if she would, first of all, she's never going to find any 4 witnesses, because rape is not a crime that takes place when people are there, you know. So she's never going to find 4 witnesses. So if she doesn't produce 4 witnesses, she's going to be caned 100 lashes. So in that case, she's never going to report, basically. In India, the age of consent is 16. The India Penal Code does not criminalize marital and custodian rape. So there's low conviction rape, and there are corrupt officials, same thing. They would not be able to trust the police to be able to go to them, and then they blame the victim. And then there's a long delay of conviction and trial time, and then they're raped by police and security officials. In Egypt, the age of consent is 16, and rape is punishable by death or life in prison. And same thing, most men are too ashamed to go to the police after being raped. And law enforcement agents are also perpetrators of rape. Same thing, they're not going to be able to trust, and then they will not go. Then Egypt abolished a law, a controversial law, that allows men who commit rape to escape punishment by marrying their victim. This was, I think, 1999. In Canada, anyone found guilty is liable to prison term between 18 months and not exceeding 10 years. And aggravated assault is between 4 years to life. And a study revealed that half of Canadian women have been sexually assaulted. Half of Canadian women have been sexually assaulted at least once in their lifetime. And there's a reporting rate of 2.7%. A survey among rape victims at the University of Ottawa revealed that people did not report because they felt that it was a personal matter. It was not serious enough, and they also lacked trust of the police. Same thing everywhere, a lack of understanding to what constitutes an offense. Now, what are the global burden of rape? Rape has been found to be a women's health issue with long-term physical, psychological, and social health problems. It's a risk factor for a lot of diseases, STDs, HIV, AIDS, post-traumatic stress disorder, panic attack, and so on. One-third of rape victims suffer from PTSD, and the risk of depression and anxiety increases 3 to 4-fold after exposure to gender-based violence. And following the wars in Croatia, Bosnia, and Herzegovina, 76.5% of rape victims experience depression, and 30.9% suffer from PTSD. And a study of rape victims in Bangladesh reveals that 85% of rape victims suffer severe injuries, unconsciousness, mental illness, and death following rape. 50 to 60% experience sexual problems ranging from fear of sex, problems with arousal, decreased sexual functioning. And female victims of rape are 9 times more likely than non-victims to attempt suicide. And then, always, possibility of unwanted pregnancy. But what are the relationships between these rape laws and reproductive health rights and women's rights? We know what reproductive health means, that a state of complete physical and mental social well-being, and not merely absence of diseases in all matters relating to the reproductive health. And it is obvious, actually, that many countries have failed to protect women's reproductive health and rights. And why do we think so? We can see that in failure to protect women and children from sexual assault during war, despite that the international laws already have things against it. Failure to prosecute perpetrators of rape during war times. Failure to provide a system that will punish rape perpetrators, because it's like they're going free, so they keep on doing it. So, discrimination against rape victims to an extent that victims do not feel the need to actually report rape, but rather suffer the ordeal. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants honor killing. So they're not probably going to be quiet. So that's actually, I think that's not protecting our reproductive health rights. Failure to enforce rape laws. Countries also have failed their citizens and have violated our reproductive rights because inability of our governments to curtail cultural practices like honor killings, which only not lead to high rates of unreported cases, but also to murdering of victims. lack of trust of security officials to an extent that some security officials are perpetrators and nothing happens after that. And rape is a violation of women's bodily integrity and therefore a violation of women's fundamental human rights. And I'm going to conclude by this. The rape crime costs across countries. Women are raped everywhere, regardless of their socioeconomic status. And women's rights are violated in this regard everywhere in the world because of all the things that are not in place. Therefore, to improve this situation, I'm going to suggest that there might be critical approaches to solve the problem to be developed nationally and internationally. And lawmakers in many countries should be trained on the issues of rape around the world. Efforts should be made to enforce rape laws, both nationally and internationally. Efforts should also be made to eradicate cultural practices that increase the stigma and discourage victims from going out to report incidents. I think that ends it. Thank you very much.